since the Machane Ephraim requires this strong level of tziruf in order to influence the chifetz, it makes a lot of sense that only the Bailim or the shliach of the Bailim is able to do this, because shluchu shel adam kamoso, the shliach is acting on behalf of the Bailim, and therefore he's able to do everything that the Bailim can do. But a person who merely has the contentment, the happiness of the Bailim for his actions, but doesn't actually have that form of shlichus, is not able to influence it. In contrast, the Yad Avraham has to have a different understanding of why ein adam oser davar she'ino shelo. The Yad Avraham understands that what's lacking is not tziruf between the want to be oser and the chifetz, but rather what's lacking is the Ratzon HaBailim. It's almost as if there's a competition. The Bailim wants the Chifetz to remain Mutter, and this person is coming along and is trying to render the Chifetz Aser. So who should prevail? Who's stronger? Whose will will determine the fate of this Chifetz? Certainly, it makes a lot of sense that the will of the Bailim should prevail over the will of the stranger. And that's why ein adam oser davar she'ino shelo. It has nothing to do with the strength or weakness of your connection objectively. It's a relative thing that you're fighting against the Ratzon HaBailim. And certainly a stranger is not going to be more powerful than the Bailim with regards to this chifetz. However, when the Bailim have Ratzon, when the Bailim have Nichusa, when the Bailim are happy, they don't oppose what the stranger is doing, rather they support him. Under these circumstances, there's no competition. From an objective perspective, the Oser has no tziruf to the Chifetz, but that makes no difference. Because from the subjective perspective, he certainly has everything that he needs. Because he's not opposing the will of the Bailim. He's rather implementing the will of the Bailim. And that's why the Yad Avraham says that he's capable of being Oser the Chifetz. I want to mention a quick parallel. We'll see the Shitas HaRan in Masachas Nedarim, and we'll try to figure out whether the Ran supports the Machane Ephraim or whether the Ran supports the Yad Avraham. The Ran is dealing with a chatzar, with a courtyard, which is owned by partners. And one of the partners makes a neder, takes an oath that the other partner can't have any hana'ah from his property. That's the case. One of the shutfim takes a neder that the other shutf can't have hana'ah from his property. The Ran analyzes this as follows. There's a chakira about the nature of shutfus, of partnership. Do we say that both partners each own half, just that it's unclear which half each one owns? Or do we say that both partners own the entire thing, they're co-owners of the entire thing, rather than each one owning half, just are being uncertain about which one owns which? And the Ran says that depending on which of these two perspectives you take towards a partnership, you'll yield different conclusions about the capability of one shutuf to render his chelek of the assets usur to the other shutuf. Because, says the Ran, if they each own a half, then the shutuf can render the property usur to his partner. But, says the Ran, if they each own the entire thing, so then neither of them has the capability of being usur the property to the other. So let me ask you, whom does this Ran support? The Machane Ephraim or the Yad Avraham? Take a second to think about it. And very briefly, we'll just speak out. You've probably all gotten it by now. If you haven't, you can always pause and then resume when you've figured it out, just to check yourself, see if you've gotten the riddle correctly. The Ran thinks that when two people both own a property together, neither one can be oser on the other, because there's an apposition of the Bailim. The other partner opposes what this one is trying to do, and therefore his plans are foiled. That supports the opinion of the Yad Avram. Because if the Machane Ephraim is correct, then since both partners are equally mitzuruf to the courtyard, they're equally mitzuruf to the assets, each one should have an equal ability to be oser them. They're not lacking anything. It's only from the perspective of the Yad Avram that we can say that each partner is lacking, because he's trying to oppose the will of the owner, or the other owner, of this property, and that his will is not sufficient to oppose the will of somebody who owns the property to an equal extent as he does.